Hello and welcome to PDA, Neurodivergence, and the Perpetually Determined Advocate. I am your Perpetually Determined Advocate, Cassandra. This is a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to raising awareness and acceptance of PDA, or Pathological Demand Avoidance, which is a lesser-known part of the autism spectrum. My hope for this podcast is to provide a place of learning, community, and growth, as well as a platform for PDAers, professionals, parents, family members, and others to speak out on this condition, as well as providing resources for those who want to learn more about this and other forms of neurodivergence. If you or someone you know would like to come on and use this platform to tell their story, please contact me at perpetuallydeterminedadvocate@gmail.com. You can also find the podcast on social media. On Facebook, search PDA Neurodivergence and the Perpetually Determined Advocate. And on Instagram, it is Perpetually Determined Advocate without spaces. Now, let's launch into this episode's topic. All right, today we have a rather special guest with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Declan Durso.
All right. And Declan, how old are you now?
10.
Yeah, I wanted to do an episode where we kind of talk to, because I know a lot of you out there that listen to the podcast are parents of PDA kiddos. And so I thought, you know, who better to give us some insight than a PDA kiddo? So I asked Declan if he would come and talk, and he said, sure, he'd like to do that. So, Declan, what would you like to talk about first?
I mean, first of all, I want to talk about my crafts.
Your crafts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done a lot of crafts lately. I've done a lot of pipe cleaning crafts. Like, yeah. I made myself my own doll.
Okay. And is that kind of how you're staying busy this summer?
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to run out of pipe cleaners.
You are starting to run out of pipe cleaners. So I have a question.
Yeah.
When you're doing your crafts.
Yeah.
And you're putting stuff together.
Yeah.
I notice that you do a lot of pacing. Does that help in some way?
Like when I'm pacing, like, it just, like, help me keep my calm.
It helps you keep your calm?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if you're getting frustrated, it helps you stay calm?
I mean, like, when I'm calm, like, and I just pace, like, to keep calm. Like, when I'm doing it, like, I sometimes get up and, like, pace out, like, in an oval.
Uh-huh.
And then, I just keep, that helps me keep my calm.
Okay. So, kind of, like, it helps you focus on what you're doing?
Yeah.
So you don't get distracted?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you get frustrated while you're working on your crafts?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? And how do you handle that? Like, what do you do when you get frustrated?
Like, sometimes I just take a minute.
You take a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, speaking of frustration...
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes whenever we're going through the day and mm-hmm. your PDA acts up
mm-hmm.
and you start avoiding demands, you know, whenever you're like, I can't, you know, when you get anxious?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain what that feels like? Like, what is that like for you?
I mean, like, I start, like, to feel, like, a little, like a bubble in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a giant bubble in my throat, and it won't go away.
Uh-huh.
And, like... Like, I try, like, swallowing it, and, like, I try, like, doing everything to get this bubble away, but it just won't.
Okay. What about breathing? Does it get hard to breathe, or does your head bother you? Any of that?
No, not that.
No? It's mainly just feels like you have a lump in your throat?
Yeah, basically.
And then your anxiety is high?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. What are some things when you get anxious and you start feeling that lump in your throat and feeling that panic? What are some things that can help?
I mean, like my parents comforting me.
Mm-hmm. Comfort, okay.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, I can't really think about anything else.
What about, does it help to talk about it, or is it better to wait until you calm down to talk about it?
Like sometimes drinking water helps.
Drinking water?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like drinking water, like mm-hmm. tea or something, that kind of helps, sometimes helps.
Okay, just to kind of get a break and change direction?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is something that you wish people knew about autism or PDA?
I wish all people knew, like, they had a different wiring of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we don't, like, have instincts. We just, like, go off because, like, it's an instinct. No, not instinct. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay. Impulse control?
Yeah, impulse control.
That's okay. So, kind of like, you wish people knew that you're not always being rude, just sometimes...
I start acting up.
Yeah. Okay.
Get that.
Okay. Something that we've talked about a few times is that sometimes whenever I'm trying to get you to stop doing something, and I'm like, hey, no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, and it takes you a minute to react. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in your head? Like, because you're hearing it, but it takes a minute to connect. What's going on in your head, like, when that happens?
Like, I feel like I'm like my body starts moving, like, and like when you say, like, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it keeps replaying in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But like once I do it, I'm like, dang it.
Okay. So, like, once you start the motion, you can't stop, even though you hear...
Yeah.
Like, don't do that, that's dangerous, or, you know, don't, you could get hurt, but...
Like, do you remember, like, that time, like, you were telling me not, like, to throw a Frisbee in the kitchen, and I don't even know why I had it in the house.
But, yeah.
But, like, and I accidentally threw it in there, and, like, it just kept replaying in my head.
Yeah. But you had already, like, your body had already initiated, and you can't really stop it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So that, okay. So what, how do you feel about school?
I like it.
You like school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like learning.
You like learning. Yes, mm-hmm. You very much do. What would you say is the best part about school?
I mean, I really like math.
Yeah, you like
sometimes
math.
Sometimes it can be a bit tedious, but, like, it's fun after you get done. Okay. Especially if you have homework, but it's fun to get it done.
Yeah, okay. And what would you say is the hardest part about school? Not just a subject, it doesn't have to be a subject, anything. What is the hardest part about school?
Probably when, like, my emotions start to act up.
Okay. And, so, like, when that happens, what's going through your head whenever those things start to happen? Like, what are you thinking when that kind of stuff happens?
I mean, I'm thinking, like, the stuff when, like, when I, like, start, like having, like, a bad time, like when y'all have like restrained me.
Okay, so whenever you have a meltdown?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Do you worry about having meltdowns at school?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to keep my cool as much as I can at school.
Why do you worry about having meltdowns at school?
Because like I'm worried like the other kids will like think I'm like mean or something.
Okay, so you're worried that it might make the other kids not like you, or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, have you had problems with that in the past at school?
I mean, like, remember when I was used to be very anxious about going to school?
Yes. Whenever like, we used to sit in the hallway?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And, like, sometimes I have those, but not a lot. Like, not, like, only, like, a little bit.
Uh-huh. No, I mean, have you had trouble with kids thinking you were mean or not liking you because of meltdowns or something?
No.
No? Well, that's good. That's good. So, what about...
I mean, most kids, like, uh-huh. try to help me. Like, most kids, like, try to help me, like, get out of my meltdown.
Okay.
Like, the behavioral issue kids, like,
yeah.
they try to help me get out of my meltdown.
So the kids that are in the small class with you?
Yeah.
Could you think that they help you because they understand?
Yeah.
And they know what it's like?
Yeah, they do.
Have you ever seen any of the other kids have meltdowns in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, Jacob's, like, very strong, like...
Don't use names. It's okay. One of your friends what?
One of my friends, like, broke a wall.
Oh, my.
Like, because of his strength.
Oh, it's very strong.
Like, literally, like, ripped the wall, like... He literally, like, ripped the wallpaper off and, like, punched it and, like, the wall broke.
Oh, my. And that was this past year?
Yeah, this past year.
Okay. So... Fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Fourth grade.
Now, was he in fourth grade or was he in fifth grade?
He was in fourth grade.
So he was in the same grade as you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's going to Fort Natchez.
So he's going to go to the other school with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, kind of the same, kind of different. When we go places, like when we go out to eat or when we go
to the museum.
Or when we go to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that are hard about going out places?
I mean, like, sometimes, like, it's really, really, really loud in the dinosaur exhibit. And, like, my emotions start to act up and, like...
Mm-hmm.
And, like, somewhere, like, it's just really, really loud. Like...
Yeah.
My emotions start to act up and, like, I start, like, having meltdowns.
Okay.
And, like, I start getting anxious and, like, stuff.
And nauseous.
And nauseous.
So, a lot of too much noise
yeah.
can really cause you to be anxious and
yeah.
upset and sometimes
yeah.
angry?
Yeah.
Okay. What about other stuff? What about lights or any of that? Does any of that stuff, like bright lights or temperature, any of that stuff?
I mean, like, sometimes, like, I mean, like, when I look at, like, a light, like, a lamplight or something,
mm-hmm.
like, then, like, I can see, like, that light image, like, just, like, do, like, going all over the place, and, like,
uh-huh.
my vision.
In your vision?
Yeah, like, sometimes, like, I just see, like, random, like, sometimes I see pink lights, sometimes I see blue lights,
mm-hmm.
and, like, but, like, they just appear in my vision.
Okay.
But, like, sometimes, like, when I'm trying to do, like, sometimes, like, I try to catch them,
uh-huh.
like, I used to, like, While I'm at school, like, I try to catch, like, the lights, but then they just move away, and I'm like, oh, man, and I try to catch them again. That just distracts me, but, like,
mm-hmm.
like, distracting me, like, because I remember, like, someone reading a book to me, like a teacher reading a book to me while I was in the gym, like, they stopped all of us, and, like, they read, like, what I saw on Mulberry Street.
Uh-huh.
They were reading that, but, like, and, like, I was doing that, like, I was doing the thing, like, trying to catch a light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore, but I used to.
Can bright lights have the same effect as a lot of noise for you, or is it just noise?
I mean, like, sometimes, all lights, like, even the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the sun, like, I just see, like, an image just floating around in my uh-huh. mind.
Okay. But does it make you anxious?
Nope.
Like, a lot of noise? So it's mainly just noise and smells.
Yeah, and smell, that was all.
Smells, yeah.
It smells.
Those are bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else would you like to talk about? Is it hard to stay focused at school?
I mean, like...
Are there a lot of things that distract you, or no?
Remember, like, when I had, like, that sister's book? Like, the book with the two sisters and, like, the mom, and, like, they had the pet goldfish. Like, then I had to come back to pet chameleon, like... Let me just show it to you.
Oh, wait, hang on. It's okay.
Like, that book, like, it was so good, like, that I just got stuck in the reading mode, and, like, I couldn't hear anything else that was going on.
Okay.
And, like, sometimes, like, Miss Clark, like, said, like, we're going on our next worksheet, and I was like, huh?
So sometimes your mind drifts off, and you're not...
I just zoned out on one
thing. You zone out?
Yeah, okay. I zone out on one thing. Sometimes, okay. Like, I zone out of school, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just zone out, like, just gone.
Okay. And whenever you kind of snap out of it, whenever you realize that you had zoned out, does that ever cause you to be anxious or worry?
I just say, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you apologize a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes you apologize whenever you haven't really done anything wrong.
I mean, like, I just apologize, like, to make people feel better.
I know, baby. So, for people who still think, like, a long time ago, they used to think that autistic people didn't really have the ability to have empathy or sympathy. What do you think about that?
I think it's just wrong.
Yeah?
I think it's just plain wrong.
So, what would you like people to know about how you feel emotions?
Like, sometimes, like, I can be, like, mad, like, when something is going my way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes, like, I can be, like, very heavy. Sometimes I have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that ADHD.
Yes.
I have hyperactivity.
You do have a lot of energy.
Okay, right.
So, if you see someone who is upset...
I go try to comfort them.
Right. You feel sad with them or for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like one time, like, a kid, like, he wasn't my age, he was 11, but he was in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he, like, was being so loud that I started to feel anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was really high-pitched squealing.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you know, I have sensitive ears, so, like, mm-hmm. like, I started to feel, like, anxious, like, and, like, sad for him.
Mm-hmm. So...
And the kid, like, that broke the wall, like, he tried to comfort me, because, like, he was fine then. Like, he tried, like, to comfort me. Because he's, like, a very nice kid when he's not, like, in his meltdown.
Right. Because meltdowns aren't all of who people are.
Yeah.
Right. Like, meltdowns sometimes happen, but that doesn't...
Mean like
mm-hmm.
they're a bad person.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm.
everybody has strong emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So when we go places, right? Mm-hmm. We bring your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How do those help you when you start feeling anxious?
I mean, like, I just like playing with them.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of... Does it get your mind off whatever's making you anxious?
Basically. Like,
yeah.
when I fidget with them, like, it helps me, like, control.
So it helps you to kind of distract you from what's upsetting you?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Okay, yes. Yes, my dear. All right, well... Is there anything else that you would like to tell everybody? Or is there anything you'd like to say to maybe some of the other kids out there with autism or PDA or any of those.
Can I talk more about my class?
Maybe later.
Okay.
But is there anything you'd like to say to the other kids who might be listening?
Like, all kids should, like, be, like, treated normal. Like, all kids, like, should be treated like regular people.
Okay. So don't treat people differently just because they're wired differently?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what about kids who might be struggling with their wiring? Right, kids who might be really having a hard time, like you were having a hard time a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to tell them if they're having a hard time?
Like, if you have any fidgets, then just, like, play with them. Or, like, anything that helps you, like, calm down, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't think about, like, breaking things or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, try to, like, calm down, like, fidget with something, or, like, maybe, like, look up some craft ideas.
Okay.
And, like, if it's in the morning, or if your mom lets you watch YouTube all day, which my mom doesn't.
No, your mom does not let you watch YouTube all day.
She used to, but she doesn't anymore.
No.
So I just get to watch, like, YouTube in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, maybe, like, you could go on your computer and, like, search up on Google. And, like, search up, like, stuff, like craft stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but just because you have meltdowns doesn't mean that you're a bad kid, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Declan.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, he's run off to do more crafts. I wanted to have him on because I think quite often as adults, we, you know, our position, our place in parenting is to sort of mold our kids, right? Help them, teach them, show them, you know, who... or show them the path, who they want to become, help them work toward that. And I think that often kind of translates into, okay, well, we're the adults and we know what works best, and so you should do this. And especially with kids who have PDA or kids who are neurodivergent or kids who have meltdowns, because, you know, various different parts of neurodivergence, whether that's autism, PDA, OCD, ADHD, what have you, you know, these kids, especially as they're getting older, they know what helps them, they know what works for them. And I think it's important sometimes to just kind of check in and ask, hey, you know, is there something that helps you that you want to tell me about? Is there something that I can do that will work better for you, or that will help you, or that will lessen what's going on with you? And it's one of those things that, you know, just kind of checking in and listening to them as well, because they know how that struggle plays out inside their heads. And, you know, we all know that growing up in a neurotypical world, neurodivergent kids are having to, you know, jump through so many more, or over so many more hurdles just to sort of kind of blend, you know, that idea of, you know, like he said, he doesn't want to have meltdowns because he's worried that how people will view him. So, you know, he's to some extent having to really suppress who he is to some extent. And that's why, you know, a lot of times you'll see kids who are neurodivergent, when they get home and back into an environment where they know they're safe, they won't be judged, and that people completely understand and accept them for who they are, you get a different person altogether. They may, you know, they throw off that mask, and very often they're exhausted, they've been bottling stuff up all day long, and you might have some really strong emotions. And it's not necessarily that, you know, your child is angry with you or upset with you or is more willing to lash out at you. It's just, you're their safe place. They know they can, you know, be overwhelmed around you. They know that you will accept them even though, you know, they may be having a meltdown and that you're not ever going to think those things about them. And so this idea of sort of listening to them and sort of checking in with them and really sort of making it almost like a partnership, because that's one of the things you hear a lot with when it comes to PDA is having not necessarily equal partnership. Obviously, you're still a parent. There still have to be some parameters. There still have to be some boundaries. You still have to be the one protecting them. But just, I think for kids, not just PDA kids, other neurodivergent kids as well, but PDA kids specifically, right? Just knowing that they have the ability to give you input, knowing that they'll be listened to, I feel like that probably makes all the difference in the world. And I also wanted to sort of have Declan come and talk to try to help explain, because when he was younger, he couldn't really verbalize the things that were going on, the struggles. And he still isn't terribly clear on it, but I don't know when it comes to strong emotions, how clear even say I could be, you know, or any of us really, because sometimes what you're feeling is hard to express. So I don't know. I felt like it would be a nice window. And I haven't really had any other, I've had one other neurodivergent person on, but, you know, I wanted to kind of get that PDA perspective. And so I hope that, you know, maybe that has been helpful and getting that perspective provided maybe that window for you as well and allowed you to maybe think about something in a different way. And I'll talk to you next time.
As always, you can email me with any questions, comments, constructive criticism, or concerns at perpetuallydeterminedadvocate@gmail.com. You can also find the podcast on social media. Just search PDA Neurodivergence and the Perpetually Determined Advocate on Facebook or Instagram. And until next time, remember, in a world where you can be anything, be kind.